No matter what party a political candidate's a part of or what seat they're running for, they all have something in common. They promise that if you elect them, they will bring transparency to the office that they will hold. That was among the many promises that Phil Murphy made when he was running for New Jersey governor. Turns out that in order to create that political transparency, outside people have to follow the money, much like the Fed used to do with the mob. When you do this with Governor Murphy, you discover a connection with the political group New Direction New Jersey, which my first guest today recently wrote about for the Record newspaper, Ashley Balcerzak. How are you today, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you here to talk about this. NorthJersey.com. You can check out Ashley's work and put a link directly to the article that we're referring to here over to our website as well, so you can either follow along as we talk or review it after the fact. But just for the foundation, talk about what we, at least what we know about regarding New Direction New Jersey. What's its mission? What's its purpose?
Sure. So it was set up by some former aides of Phil Murphy early last year, I believe. And it's kind of, you see it around budget negotiations a lot. So this nonprofit group will air a lot of ads saying, this is why you should pass a millionaire's tax, an increase on income over $1 million. So it's really pushing things that the governor wants. And while at the beginning, these aides said, oh, transparency will be a key part of this agenda, then they later backtracked and said, oh, the political landscape is, it's not suited for this right now, so we're going to keep this secret. So besides a couple of the names of these people that were on Murphy's campaign, we didn't really know too much about them. Then Politico put out a story earlier this year that found a big donation, $2.5 million, from the largest teachers union, New Jersey Education Association. But they didn't get that from talking to the group or seeing any of the group's filings. They got a tip from someone who's been following the union. They found it in meeting minutes. So it was really kind of hidden in there. It wasn't provided by the group.
Now, there are filing reports this group has to do, but as far as I could see what you wrote about, too, in the article, it's a 990 form with the IRS, which, strangely enough, doesn't have to be made public.
Well, the 990 does have to be made public, but groups can delay, ask for an extension of these filings. So really, you don't see these things on the IRS website until almost 2 years later. So they, under law, don't have to turn in anything, this 990, until November 15th of this year.
And by that amount of time, those 2 years go by, and they could be off of that one money train onto another money train that you have to start retracing again.
Exactly. And then it kind of gets to the point of, do people still care of what happened 2 years ago, right? So they're maybe hoping that, oh, then the story's over at this point. So I'll be looking for that filing. But yeah, as of this point, they don't have to disclose their donors. And this, the other thing about the form is they don't have to disclose their donors to the public. They have to give it to the IRS. But that section of the form that says they're big donors, the names can be taken out. We can ask for the amount so we can see if one entity gave $5 million, for instance, but we don't know what that is unless they're telling us. There's a new law that Governor Murphy signed that actually would force the groups to disclose. However, it's tied up in legal proceedings right now, so we don't even know if that will be a way to get the donors.
And ironically, the legal tie-up is because of another organization on the opposite side of the political spectrum, Americans for Prosperity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the Republicans kind of built up dark money groups historically before Democrats, but now Democrats seem to be trying to catch up on this. Well, transparency is a big part of their platform. They're saying, oh, well, we can't unilaterally disarm here. So until Republicans do, we're not going to. So now you see both sides really doing the same thing.
So with Ashley Balcerzak from the Record newspaper, NorthJersey.com is their website. Talking about New Direction New Jersey, a Murphy-associated, would you call it a political action group, a lobbying group? What would you best label them as?
Yeah, so it's a political nonprofit. It's called a social welfare nonprofit or a 501c4 under the IRS. So probably a political nonprofit is the best.
And I'm sure they want that definition fine-tuned so they can avoid as many of the rules and regulations of disclosure as possible, no doubt. And we're not talking about little money either. I mean, this is just on these two donations with the NJEA and the State Workers Union. That's a heavy-duty chunk of change.
Yeah, so what our story found was we found two additional donations that Politico didn't find. We found another from the NJEA, another $1 million that was close to the latest budget negotiations. And then we found one from 32BJ SEIU, $150,000 last year. Now, these I found through federal means, so the unions have to report either to the Labor Department or to the IRS. So if you kind of reverse engineer it, and you're looking at their donations, then you see, oh, there's New Direction New Jersey. So that's kind of how I found those. So in total, we now know about $3.6 million, but we don't know how much of that makes up their donations. That could be all of them. That could be a sliver of it. We just don't know.
Now, this is the confusing part for, I guess, the political novice, even the casual observer. There's really nothing that says Murphy can't come out there and wave the flag for this group and support.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I haven't really seen much like this before. I used to cover federal money in politics, so this is kind of a different look for me. But it's interesting. So Murphy appears in the commercials. He has admitted to soliciting donations for them, but he's involved in the group, but he's not a candidate, and this is a group that's talking about issues and not pushing him, so the rules are different. So he's very close to the group, and it's stacked with a lot of people that he works with closely. And the governor says, I would like this group to reveal its donors. And he says that, like, oh, they should really tell everyone who it is. Yet it's stacked with people he is really close to. He said he has solicited funds before and is acting as if he doesn't have the power. It's a weird balance to strike.
I guess maybe if it was just a group like an Americans for Prosperity, for example, just to use as a quick and easy comparison, that's out there working at a cause versus the benefit of a politician's cause. You know, a general work instead of specific work, maybe the cloud won't be as dark then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the whole difference is. I mean, this is an issue, right? It's a millionaire's tax. Yes, that's something that Murphy wants, but it's something the unions want. It's something a lot of different people want. So, that's what they can argue. This is an issue advocacy group. So I don't know. Maybe that makes a difference to readers. I'm not sure, but they can say it's along the same lines. And that all politicians, maybe there are politicians that are really supporting some of what Americans for Prosperity is pushing. So you don't really know, like, where the line is there.
Now, this isn't strictly a Murphy situation, because State Senate President Sweeney, he's got an associated group, I guess we'd say, General Growth Fund, that doesn't list its funders, and a group of political consultants. They formed a group to help out Assembly Speaker Coughlin called NJ United, which they said they would disclose their donors by the end of the year. And that's after, of course, everyone cast the votes in November. But I don't. Well, that's the thing. Do you think people pay attention to this in New Jersey, or are we just so used to these financial games, everything from the budget to contributions to political groups of all sorts, that it's like, oh, God, more of the same old, same old?
I mean, that's a great question. And I would love to hear from readers or listeners about that. Yeah, I mean, I personally want to know who's sending me a mailer that's making claims that maybe, I mean, what if you get something from a mysterious group and it has a lie on it or something? You don't know who's putting it out there. I'm not saying that's the case with these groups, but I mean, I want to know who's telling me something before I make a decision. So I would love to hear from anyone if they're getting ads from General Growth Fund or from NJ United. I haven't seen as much about these two groups as much as I had New Direction. So I'm very curious about what they're putting out.
I did like how Speaker Coughlin got all bothered about Murphy's group and their email blast, because those email blasts were apparently attacking the legislators for not supporting his tax increase.
Yeah, New Direction New Jersey last year and then again this year, it really has bothered a lot of lawmakers, because some have seen this as, instead of like really making good faith negotiations, they see Murphy kind of coming out in commercials as opposed to maybe sitting down with the lawmakers in a way that would be able to get to an agreement. So you saw this last year, and then when they decided not to disclose their donors, that's kind of why you saw this dark money law that I mentioned earlier. Sweeney decided, okay, well, you said you went back on a promise. Now let's go. And then you saw this law that this bill that had just been sitting there for a bit really get pushed through. And it kind of, some people saw it as a little bit of revenge is a strong word, but to kind of say, okay, you're going to play that game. Well, this is what we'll do.
It's just when you thought that political money in New Jersey couldn't gain any more insanity. Well, Ashley has discovered and uncovered some more political money insanity. We've got a direct link to her article over with the record at northjersey.com. And if you want to always check out what's happening in New Jersey and elsewhere, northjersey.com is a go-to place. Ashley Balzerzak, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.